I love those J-I-N-G-L-E bells. Oh, those holiday J-I-N-G-L-E bells. Oh, those happy J-I-N-G-L-E B-E-L-L-S. I love those J-I-N-G-L-E bells. Oh.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I bet y'all haven't heard that version of Jingle Bells in about 50 years. Almost 50, okay.
Speak for yourself, Josh.
There you go. Josh, check over there, make sure your little thing is on. There's a little... I hope... Let's see, make sure, try again.
Am I on
now?
Now
you are.
Okay, so people didn't hear my joke. Shoot. That's okay.
This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And a little switch up here. Didn't realize we have the Chamber, Pensacola Chamber Connection this morning. So thank you, Malcolm. He was willing to stick around. And as a matter of fact, Todd Thompson did tell me y'all were coming in here. And it was my bad. I didn't put it on my calendar. So welcome to Josh Newby, who is here with Council on Aging of West Florida. We have Whitney Fike, who's a membership of the Leadership Project, Leadership Class Project, yes. And your title, Whitney?
I'm the Leadership Class Project Chair for the Sleep Class, but I also work at International Paper.
Okay, and then we also have Trevor, I hope I get this right, Rodabaugh?
Yes, ma'am.
And so now what is your title and role in this activity?
I'm the program specialist at the Greater Pensacola Chamber, so just in here pinch hitting for Todd today.
I gotcha. Okay, so what are y'all here to talk about? My understanding is the class project, is that correct?
A little bit of everything, Leadership okay. Pensacola. Meg, which you're very familiar with the
it.
Program.
I loved it a couple years ago.
Class
the greatest
of
24?
24, that's
greatest
right.
Class
so two
ever.
Years here. Yes, greatest class ever, of course, naturally. But yes, for those who don't know, Leadership Pensacola is a program of the Pensacola Chamber Foundation that enrolls between 45 and 50 up-and-coming leaders in the Northwest Florida area every year over the course of about 11 or 12 monthly days throughout the year. The participants of the program get to see a behind-the-scenes look of Escambia County and Santa Rosa counties. As an example, most recently at our Public Safety Day, they toured the jail, the Escambia County Jail.
Which is always very humbling.
Very humbling, very sobering experience.
Yes.
They also got to see like the jaws of life in action at the Emergency Operations Center.
Very
they got
cool.
to participate in some sheriff's deputies trainings. And each day has a different theme. So the most recent day, like I said, was public safety. This coming day, this Thursday, will be community outreach, which is largely focused on our nonprofit sector. But it's a very prestigious program, been around for almost 50 years now. It's very competitive to get in. We get hundreds of nominations and applications each and every year. And the program, which wouldn't exist without the Pensacola Chamber, of course, is largely run by alumni volunteers. I was class of 2016.
And that's a few years ago.
It's 10 years ago.
Gosh.
Meg, good Lord. and this year I am serving as the curriculum chair. So each and every day has its own committee that's in charge
wow.
of the day. And then Whitney and I and our two co-chairs, Ruthie and Meg Brown, are in charge of the curriculum and the project, respectively.
Excellent. And it's a great program. Now, is
yes.
now the time that people can begin to apply?
January.
So close.
Nominations
okay.
will open in January. And a big part of LEAP that I didn't give a rundown of is the project. Every year wants to make an impact, a tangible impact on the community and its vulnerable. And Whitney is in charge of that this year.
Yeah, so it's been a great year for projects. So each year, as Josh mentioned, we have a class of 40 or 50 folks that come in, and they actually, the chamber asks for RFPs from nonprofits. So if you're a nonprofit, we take applications every single year for the chamber for the class project. So they've done things like, I was class of 2012. And we redid the USO at the airport.
Oh, wow.
Right.
That was a big project.
Massive yeah. project. They've done Valerie's House before. They've done...
Valerie's House, oh, the backyard.
Yeah.
That was
yeah.
our project.
That was great.
Which is neat.
They've done like over by the airport, the workout stations mm-hmm. that are all along Summit. So it's just lots of eclectic things that, you know, can be looked upon, and the class helps decide what that is. And so this year, they've chosen Gulf Coast Kids House and helping with their sensory garden.
Oh, wow.
So they're just getting started.
Mm-hmm.
So the ask for donations will be coming shortly. So yeah, it's really fun.
Get ready.
Right. We split them up into committees. So we've got class project chair. I'm the alumni chair, along with Meg Burke Brown. And they have a class project chairs. They've had a fundraising committee. They have marketing committee. So like they learn how to work together as a group of 50 and individual committees. So it's so wow. much fun for them to be able to experience that and kind of learn to lead differently.
Mm-hmm. Well, sometimes it's funny because it feels like to me the projects have gotten bigger and bigger every year. Is that my imagination
that
or are they getting to be where we're about to construct the
Empire? That is a topic of conversation.
We're about to construct the Empire State Building downtown?
Yes, that's right. Whitney, why don't you take that
yeah,
on?
Yeah, we're doing a little bit of, you know, wrangling in a little bit. So Valerie's House was a really big project.
Last year,
Families Promise, they redid a whole house. That was a massive project. So we're kind of scaling down and scoping. Whenever the RFP comes out for the nonprofits, we try to maximize the donation value at about $30,000 to try to not make it such a big project on our class, because they really only have from, you know, end of December, January till May to finish
it's
that project.
Quick. Raise the funding and implement the project,
yes.
whatever
and,
it may
you know,
be.
This is a volunteer time. You're already spending time in a class one day a month. And so this mm-hmm. is extra on top of your real job and, you know, the things that you have to do. So we're trying to like kind of wrangle that in a little bit and make sure that, you know, the class is doing the best that they can do. And the whole point of it is for them to work together.
Mm-hmm.
And be able to lead and leave a lasting impact in Pensacola. And so we want to make sure that what they're producing from that class project is fruitful and also something that can leave a legacy.
Wow. So. Yeah. It's really extraordinary that this little group of volunteers in just a few short months have these things that still have impact. Every day I drive by Pensacola Airport on Summit.
Yeah.
And I go and I see the workout stations.
That's right.
Which one of the classes put in. I just think that's the neatest thing. There's
awesome.
These little things all over town.
Yeah.
If you're paying attention, that have been done by community members, people. Mm-hmm. And what I love about LEAP was the opportunity for me to meet people that I would normally not be in my circle.
Right.
So I might be, my business might, let's say, be roofing or something like that. So you know all the construction folks, you've got your resources. But now all of a sudden you get to meet all these people that work with nonprofits
mm-hmm.
or somebody that's in a totally different industry or business. And that's so great.
Yeah. I mean, to your point, Meg, I made genuinely what I think will be lifelong friendships my year.
Me too.
And even other years, as you volunteer in subsequent years to help the current year, you meet good friends. There's a LEAP Christmas party coming up in a week or two. And it's just being in a room with hundreds of your closest friends who had a similar experience, similar enough that you have a lot in common, but different enough where there are things you can discuss, there are things you can compare and contrast. I mean, I say this genuinely and repeatedly, LEAP is one of the best things that I have been involved with in my entire life, professionally, personally.
That's
it challenged
a lot.
Me.
Knowing Josh, that's saying a lot.
Thank you. Yeah. But really, to throw it over to Trevor, it wouldn't exist without the chamber. You know, this is a Pensacola chamber program.
It is. It's a Pensacola chamber program that was put in place, as you stated, nearly 50 years ago.
Yeah.
I think the initial class began in the fall of 82 and was class of 1983. So we kind of run almost on a school year type mentality.
So the first
there.
One was 83? Is that?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Coming up on 50 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's incredible.
Been around a long time and has made a tremendous impact. And, you know, it's north of 2,000, you know, people have gone through the class at this point in time.
Yep.
You know, so that's a lot of folks that have impacted the community in really meaningful ways. You know, and when you go back through the roles and you look at the names, I mean, you see the name of, you know, this public figure and that public figure. So, I mean, there's
mayor,
been some.
Yeah. That mayor.
That's right.
Dave
that's right.
Yeah.
Mary
yeah. Dave Hoxing.
Yeah. Mary Hoxing. Thank
David
you very
Mary
much.
That's right.
Chip Simmons. I mean, you see a lot of names that came through that are alumni of the program. So we're certainly proud of it. And we're protective of it. You know, we want to make sure that we put some guardrails around it and the alumni do, in fact, you know, run the program. It's owned by the chamber. But it is managed on a day-to-day basis by the alumni community at large. And, my role is just supporting with that, helping them with resources and facilitating in any way that I can.
And just to be clear, all those alumni that are supporting this are volunteering their time. They're not
Absolutely.
Getting paid for this.
Absolutely. 100% yeah. volunteers, and they wouldn't be there if they didn't love it. They wouldn't be there if they didn't see the value. And when I look at the list of volunteers that we've got, across just this curriculum committee year, I mean, we've got some incredible individuals with very important, titles and jobs, mm-hmm. At organizations, and they're taking time out of their weekly schedule, their monthly schedules to do these. So I think that just shows that they absolutely feel that there's value there.
Oh, no doubt about it. I know for myself, and I was at the Chamber of Commerce, so you think I would have known a lot about the community, right?
That's right.
But then I found myself, talk a bit, if you would, one of you, about the different, you have the day, you already referred to it, the day of the month that you go out and you visit. I had never been to the jail before.
Sure. thankfully.
I lot about that.
Right.
But then we also had a hospital day.
Yeah.
We learned about medical opportunities here, and there were things I didn't know. I mean, you really do find out how comprehensive the whole city is and all the things that happen in this community. It's amazing, in the whole county.
Yeah, I mean, everything from regional economics to, like I said, the nonprofit sector, healthcare, military. We are granted access to the base.
That's always a good day.
Few civilians have ever experienced. We'll be going on an overnight trip to Tallahassee in about 8 weeks for a legislative session and, mm-hmm. and meeting with legislators and their aides and lobbyists and really seeing the nuts and bolts of how the process works. It is just an incredible program. You learn so much about the community. You learn so much about your fellow human being. You learn so much about yourself. Mm-hmm. Andrew McKay, a star in this room. Andrew McKay, that character.
There you go.
He was in my year.
A
person I probably could not disagree with more about politically. But we've been in each other's homes. We spend spend time together. It really is such a meaningful connection.
Well, isn't that what it's all about?
It really is.
To find out what we have in common.
It really is.
Rather than what we don't have in common.
And amen. Amen.
Okay, saying.
And then they learn even more about themselves as they take on this project. I mean, the project committee meets, is it weekly, every other week?
Every other week, yeah, bi-weekly. They meet. And, that's like an executive team of the mm-hmm. people in this mm-hmm. class. So you've got each chair and co-chair. You've got the class project chair and co-chair. I mean, they're taking so much time out of their personal lives and work lives to, make this come to fruition. So they meet every other week to try to kind of understand what the scope of their project is, what they're wanting to focus on. And so they're still working on that right now. They have a full half day that they get to do in January on Media Day. So they're going to come to...
They're coming here.
That's right.
Media Day is here.
So yes. And then they're going to work on their class project. So some people's phones might be ringing for some donations mm-hmm. that day.
There you go.
Now that's when they're going to... I understand they're going to announce it here, the class project.
Oh, is that true?
I believe so.
Oh, that's awesome.
I think that's what I heard.
Very cool. I know they're doing an ad and stuff like that.
Yeah, but I think that they're going to... We'll for sure be talking about it.
Good.
Awesome.
I'm not sure the exact day they're coming. I should have it on my calendar, but...
Yeah, good.
It's fun to see them grow too. I feel like Josh and I get kind of and Trevor get the privilege of like seeing them come into the class and mm-hmm. then like watching this like 8-9 month transition of like these leaders who are already leaders in town and then like form into like bigger and better leaders with just all the knowledge they get to do and learn.
Well, these projects too, I mean, it's not all giggles and...
No, it is not.
I will say, when you put a bunch of... Okay, it's not like you're putting people in the room together that are shy and demure.
Right.
You're talking about 50 leaders.
Right.
Either they're their own boss at their own organization or they're the boss of 1,000 people.
A lot
of might have their own...
A lot of chiefs.
And not very many Indians.
Right.
So converting from a chief to an Indian is a process.
Yes.
For sure.
Yes.
They're learning
for sure.
that too,
Which is great.
One of the committees.
I mean, I say that with love.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's great.
Yeah.
It's
one of the committees
series.
We had, like almost every single person that wanted to be in that committee also wanted to be the chair. So
yes. Oh, I will.
But we
all
want
hands
that.
Raising.
But we want that.
Right,
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
It's better than the opposite,
right.
which
true,
is,
true.
You know,
but it can get interesting,
shy.
But I learned a lot.
Yeah.
This is Pep Talk Pensacola's expert panel talking with our friends who are coordinating this year's LEAP project from the Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. If you've got got a question about LEAP or a question about the project or what's happened, we haven't announced the project for this year yet, but please text it in at 850-437-1620. We would love to hear from you this morning. Okay, so what? Oh, we have not mentioned the other piece that I think is worth mentioning is the SIMSOC, the retreat weekend.
Less said about that, the better. Yeah, it is.
Beginning of the whole project.
It is a big bonding experience. The class does have several overnight adventures. One of which is SIMSOC, but
which stands for Simulated Society.
Simulated Society, right? I will say about both SIMSOC and about the class as a whole is that you'll be bonded with people. You'll be emotionally vulnerable with people in ways that maybe you haven't previously experienced. You'll be challenged and humbled.
Yeah.
It's not just this rote routine, you know, management series of management seminars that you can put on your resume.
Right.
It really is a life-changing experience. One thing we haven't talked about, Trevor, if people are interested in joining LEAP, I know nominations open in January.
That's
you want to talk about the process of, getting?
Sure. So nominations will begin in January, and that will require basically a recommendation from someone, anybody in the community. It does not have to be an alumni. Certainly, we would love for it to be, but it doesn't have to be. And then the application process, the nomination process runs through February. Applications get sent out early March, and decisions are made and sent out typically by mid-April. Mm-hmm. So there's a panel. It's a very rigorous process. There's basically an interview time where we bring in some alumni panel, and they discuss the potential of the class and get to know the individuals. And we get hundreds of applications every year.
Yes, you do.
And as we talked about, I mean, this ends up being a group of 45 to 50. So there's a lot of folks that apply and don't get in, and we just encourage them in that process. Yeah.
So where do they go to find out more information?
So when the nominations open, we will hit them hard on our socials, PensacolaChamber.com.
Okay.
They'll be there on the website. And at this point, we will probably be kicking them off mid-January.
Mm-hmm.
A firm date to be determined at this point with the incoming chair of next year's class.
Gotcha.
Okay. So we'll be hammering out all of those dates and finalizing that schedule. Really before that actually even gets issued. So
okay, well, we've got
it's right around the corner.
Got a text that just came in, and this is indicative of the friendly rivalries between classes.
Oh, boy.
Great.
Oh, boy.
This text says, which class is the best ever? I mean, everybody knows it's 2023, but I'd love to hear your thoughts.
2023.
This is from our friend Craig Heinzman.
Laughable,
oh, hi, Craig.
Of course it's Craig.
That's right.
I've already said that 24
also
was
one of our great alumni volunteers.
Yes, Craig is amazing. Love you, Craig. And I was in LEAP with his wife, Amanda.
Oh, see?
And his daughter has babysat for my kid. See, that's the LEAP beauty.
I think I met Craig through LEAP even as an alumni.
Yeah.
So I've met him here. I met him when I was at the chamber, of course. But if I have to say again, 2024 is the greatest class ever.
to Craig's point, I mean, every year feels like their year is the best because you just can't imagine another year being on the level as your every year. has this unique alchemy. I mean, Whitney and I talk about all the time about how amazing this year is. They have coalesced. They get along so well. But yeah, every year is uniquely great, except for one year, which we won't talk about.
Oh, boy.
No. Okay.
No.
Well, I think they're all fantastic.
Yes, they
What's
are.
What's pretty cool is, though, here you have this whole group of leaders, then to see who the leaders of the leaders turn out to be. That's always interesting, too.
And then, and the best thing is, you know, we have these leaders, so like our leaders and chairs of the class project, like we hope that they're going to go on and love everything that we love about LEAP, and they'll come back and be alumni volunteers as well. And so that's like kind of this big circular movement of why the chamber has all, like, it's alumni ran, like it's a chamber thing, but it's all run by our alumni. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, because we've had such a great experience. Trevor, when does the, so we accept in January, but when does the class actually start?
Class, typically the orientation meeting will take place in mid-July.
Okay.
With opening retreat that'll kick off probably right around the first weekend of August. That's classically where the schedule falls. Again, we haven't locked everything in, you know, for this coming year. So this year, obviously, that we've got in the class right now will be the class of 2026. So we'll be taking nominations for the class of 2027 beginning here next month. You know, to circle back on the leaders of leaders comment mm-hmm. that you made, you know, one of the things that I think is just fascinating to me about this particular group is that while they are competitive, they're also very supportive of one another.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So it's competitive in a positive way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I want you to win. I want to win. I just want to win a little bit more than you.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, well, so it's
that what we all say?
Yes.
It's a very supportive. It's not a divisive, you know, environment at
right,
all
right.
With this particular class in particular that I've had, you know, the opportunity to spend a lot of time with here recently. So it's really been a positive thing to see.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got all kinds of folks in the class from all different
industries
and ages. Mm-hmm. And I mean,
that's the other thing. Maybe talk about the age range.
What are some
of the qualifiers, I suppose, with mine?
I think the youngest person recently was 22. Mm-hmm. That was 2 years ago. We had a lady who was 22. And gosh, I've seen people as old as late 60s or early 70s. It really is all ages, at various stages of your career, though mm-hmm. we tend to try to take it from maybe the midpoint of your career till later. Mm-hmm. And the great part about that is that, you know, the old can mentor the young.
Right.
The young can introduce the old to differing right. concepts and new
more,
things.
I think there's more mentoring in reverse now.
Agreed. No, I mean, really.
The technology and the things you have to learn in business now that
yes.
the older folks didn't know. So
yes. As far as criteria, I mean, involved in the community, Whitney, you want to talk a little bit more?
Yeah, there's also like plenty of time to do it. You know, there's not a age gap at the top. I mean, an age limit at the top, which I think was the most beneficial to me. I went through it pretty young, and I got to meet, you know, all these amazing people that are like completely different ages. And so, like, I think that's one of the best things. Like, if you want to get into it when you're super young, like, there's plenty of time. And, you know, when we go through these applications, it's not a no because you're not amazing and qualified. It mm-hmm. just might be a no for the fit. You mm-hmm. know, we could mm-hmm. have 9 attorneys. We could have 9 doctors. You know, like, so
right.
it's just kind of looking at the
right. That's a good point.
The
yeah.
point of
it.
So it's not a no because we didn't like you. It's just mm-hmm. like a not this year, you mm-hmm. know, and we've had people wait. If they wanted to have children, if they wanted to go to school, if they wanted to, you know, you got all these priorities in your life. If you're like the president of a very big nonprofit that's a working board, you know, just some of those things that are like, you know, does it fit into your life mm-hmm. right now type of things.
Yeah.
What is the cost for LEAP? And I understand you do have scholarships available as well.
The alumni community is actually working on, you know, getting the scholarship program back on track.
Oh, good.
So that's Mike White is the head of the alumni committee at
oh,
this point
gee,
in time.
Oh, gee, which
so,
class was Mike from?
So, the greatest oh. class there ever, man.
All right. All right, little plug there. All right.
Sorry, couldn't help it.
But the cost we are anticipating next year for the class is going to be $1,850 for chamber members and $2,300 for non-chamber members.
Okay.
So there is a benefit in being a member. It's certainly not required, but encouraged. And by the way, the entrepreneur, annual membership fee for chamber membership is that difference of $450. So we love to get people
right.
signed up
as
a member.
Right.
Sign them up as a member. You end up spending the $2,300 and then you get the benefits, you know, of the chamber membership, you
excellent.
Know, which in addition to LEAP is, you know, a lot of networking and all the things that we offer in the community.
No, it's excellent. And typically businesses will cover that expense,
that's
which
right.
is also very
right.
helpful. So there's yep. also possibilities, as you said, of possible scholarships
yep.
and some help.
Yeah.
So, but don't let that deter you because it's you can't put a price on it.
Yeah, seriously.
That's right.
Great experience.
That's right.
Great. We've got about a minute left. What have we not talked about that we need to mention this morning?
Stay tuned for us talking about the class project coming up. So
yes.
hopefully you'll hear a lot about the Pensacola Chamber Class of 2026 class project and want to support either by sharing the information or by donating whenever they get that all together and ready.
Okay, so where can we go to find out more?
PensacolaChamber.com. PensacolaChamber.com.
And you're on social media as well?
We are.
Okay,
we are.
Facebook, Instagram, all the good stuff.
We're on all of them.
All right, want to thank Trevor Rodeball. I hope I said that right.
Got
we have
it.
Whitney Fite. And What's that guy? Oh, yeah, Josh Newby.
Josh.
Thanks, y'all, for coming in the Monday morning to talk about leadership and the Pensacola Chamber. Appreciate you, all you do.
Thank you.